Amen. Turn with us in your Bibles this morning to the book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus. Chapter 9. Praise God. I want to start at verse 22. Read down the rest of that chapter. Only three more verses. Leviticus 9:22. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them. Came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offerings. Moses and Aaron went up into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. Now, underline this last phrase in this verse. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. Praise God. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. I want the Lord to help us this morning to talk to you on a one-word subject, emotions. Emotions. Amen. I may not be much preaching to you this morning. Some time back now, a few months ago, I felt led of the Lord to deal with this subject in my home church. I took three different services with it. I call it a study. You might not even call it that much by the time I get through. But I trust that God will help us this morning. Amen. I don't know whether I'll get through with this subject this morning. I might continue it tomorrow. But I'd like to say, amen, that we are an emotional people. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I said we are an emotional people. And when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. I spent a good deal of time with these verses, reading over them again and again while I was considering this subject of emotions. And everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care what church you go to, you go to a dead church or a live church, you do have emotions. You may not show it in church, but you've got emotions. I was talking to a certain fellow of whom I'm very, very well acquainted with, related to me some years ago. Come on here. And he had been to church where I pastor in a church service, and he didn't like it. We was having one of those frog strangling revivals. Praise God. I mean, the power of God was falling. We were shouting and singing. Amen. Come on here. He got very disturbed and left the church service before it was over. Amen. And he said to me, after we got back to my house, he said, "I'm not the emotional type." He said, "I could do the Charleston to y'all's music." Well, now, I said to him, I knew him very well, very well. I said, "That ain't nothing. I could do the waltz to yours."
Hallelujah.
Amen. But strange as it is, he told me he's not emotional, but I have seen him, and I've known him many, many years. He's deceased now. Amen. But whenever he watched his favorite Cowboys football team come on here, he got very, very emotional. Scream, holler, sling his fist. Look out now. Amen. And he was very, very emotional. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning about emotions. Amen. Negative and positive, and trust that the Lord will help us. The word emotions is taken from the root word emote. Amen. Emote means to give. I'm going to take my time this morning. Is that all right? Amen. Emote means to give expression. Amen. To give expression, to show some sort of expression. The word emotion, which is a derivative of the word emote, means to move, excitement, feeling. Come on here.
Somebody say amen.
Physical reaction, subjectively experienced as strong feeling and physiologically involving changes to prepare the body for immediate and vigorous action. That's what Daniel Webster said. Amen. If you can remember all that, you're doing better than I am. Amen. What Daniel Webster is saying to us is that this physical body responds to something. Amen. That causes this physical body to become emotional. Amen. Something happens to trigger the emotions and the feelings. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. That triggers the feeling, that triggers the emotions, that causes you to respond in some way. That vigorous reaction, amen, or reaction could be in response to anger. Amen. Could be in response to fear. Could be in response to joy. It could be in response to sorrow. Amen. Or to love. Or any other many things that we could discuss and talk to you about today. But our emotions respond. I want the Lord to help me here. Our emotions respond to what has happened. Amen. The emotion is not what happened. The emotion is in response to something else that happened. Amen. And I want us to look at our text this morning in this context. Amen. We are an emotional people. Amen. Don't tell me you're not emotional. Oh, yes, you are. Amen. Amen. You may not show your emotions like somebody else does. Amen. But you do have emotions. Some people, when they go to church to get blessed, have some sort of reaction, a physical involvement that shows that they have been blessed. Some people shout. Some people dance. Some people cry. Some people weep. Come on here. Some people run. Are y'all still with me? Amen. That's all a reaction. That's the emotion to something that has happened. It is not the happening. Come on here. Amen. Oh, there was something else that took place. The blessing, help me here. The blessing was not the emotion. And the emotion was not the blessing. Sometimes I fear that we are more interested in our feelings and emotion than we are what should trigger it. Amen. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. Help me here. Brother, when God came down, come on here. The Bible said, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And then the fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the sacrifices. Woo! Hallelujah! That
happening. That was what took place. Amen. That was what triggered a response from the people. They got excited. Amen. They got moved. They got stirred. Amen. They shouted. What was it Brother Hype told us? Amen. Shouting was last night. Amen. It was a scream that came from the deep recesses of the heart and soul. Amen. But it was not the blessing. Amen. The blessing was the presence of God.
The blessing came. And then the emotion or feeling manifested itself because of the blessing. And I fear that sometimes, amen, we go to church expecting to be entertained. And we want our feelings and our emotions moved. Somebody wrote a song, oh God help me this morning. Some time ago now, I'm tired of being stirred. I want to be changed. It's not enough just to have our emotions touched. Amen. We've got to be changed deep down inside of us. We've got to have that personal experience with God. Something's got to... come on here. Something's got to happen. Something's got to move us. Amen. More than just, amen, our emotions and our feelings. Your feelings are deceiving. Come on here. I said your feelings will deceive you. Amen. Help me here. Woo! I'm feeling better. Hallelujah. There's been times that I went to bed tired, wore out. Amen. And just felt like that I could sleep for 24 hours. Probably y'all understand that. Amen. Amen. And after a while, I woke up. I was so refreshed. I was so rested. Amen. I thought I had slept all night long and looked at the clock in an hour and 10 minutes. Amen. I've been asleep. And then there's other times, y'all still here, I go to bed, amen, sleep all night long, sleep 8 hours, amen, go to bed tired, get up tired, wake up tired, don't feel like I've ever been to bed, but I have, and I've been asleep. Hey, your feelings will deceive you. Come on. You cannot live on your emotions. You cannot live by what you think. Amen, is happening. Amen. Because your emotions are stirred, you've got to have a personal relationship with God. Amen. Come on here. Amen. That's the reason we got so many Christians in the wholeness movement that's up and they're down. They're in, they're out. Praise God. Help me here. Amen. Let me get this off. My arm's about to fall off anyhow. Amen. Amen. They're blessed. They're cold. They're hot. Amen. They're out. Come on. Amen. They're like a yo-yo. They're down. They're up. They're down. They're up. It's because they're living on their emotions and have never had that experience in relationship with God. Amen. That'll keep them when the pressure's on.
Man, y'all deserve better than this. Years ago, the early 60s, 60, 61, somewhere along in there. Can't tell you exactly, but right along in those years. That's 40-some years ago, Brother Joy. Amen. Amen. I'm telling Brother Calicott this morning, time just seemed like it's flown by. Don't seem like it's been all these years since we was in tent revivals. Amen. But time gets away from us. My children were very toddlers. Ricky and Randy both were very small children. We went to North Little Rock, Arkansas to try to start a church there. Brother Calicott may remember. Amen. It was difficult in those years. Amen. I mean real difficult. We tried to start a work in North Little Rock in the old Juroy Theater building, North Pike Street. Amen. Help me here. Y'all still with me now? I mean, money? Money? What was money? We didn't know what money was. Amen. It was hard financially and difficult. Amen. We didn't have money to rent a house or an apartment, and we had a desire to do something for the Lord. So we stayed in the office of the old Juroy Theater building, which is upstairs in the front. Amen. Over the lobby. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And then was difficult times. Not much as far as food's concerned. Amen. Didn't have a bed. Amen. In that office. Not a bed. Not one bed. Had one of those old-timey couches where you reached down, got a hold of the bottom, pulled it up. The bottom. Are y'all still with me? The top fell down. You pushed the... Woo! I'm feeling better right here. You push the seat part forward, and it latches, and let the bottom part lay down, so you get to have somewhat of a makeshift bed. Amen. We'd sleep on that couch. Me and my wife would sleep on the couch and make a pallet for our two toddler children. Amen. Out on the concrete floor. Amen. The next night, me and my wife would sleep on the pallet. Amen. And the children would sleep on the couch. And that's the way we did it. We didn't know. Come on here. We did not know that we were sacrificing. We just thought that's the way we had to do it. Praise God. Amen. Not a cook stove. Just the old, you got to be old to remember this. The old hot plates. They had two burners. Amen. Help me now. Woo! Glory to God. And she'd take some taters. Amen, brother. Yes, they're talking about maters. We took taters. Amen. And she peeled them and put them in a... Amen. One little frying pan. We didn't have hardly any utensils at all. And she'd cook them. I mean, I love fried taters. I don't care how you fix them. As long as they're fried taters, they're just good. Amen. I'd eat fried taters three times a day. But she'd cook them on that hot plate. Amen. And we'd eat them. No bathtub. No shower. All it had in the bathroom there was a commode and a sink. We took what we used to call sponge baths. Whoo! Help me here. Them was difficult years for us. Amen. Our clothes. We needed new clothes. Needed a new pair of shoes. And the shoes I had, amen, had holes in the bottoms of them. Big as quarters. Come on here. But we had a desire to do something for God. Amen. We never thought about sacrificing. We never thought about we was really doing without. We just felt like that's the way it was supposed to be. Amen. We wanted to work for God. I'd go down, amen, after the wife and children, she'd put them to bed. I'd go down in front of the stage at night and sometimes, lots of times, pray all night long until daylight. Amen. I got to praying. Are y'all still with me? I got to praying, oh God, would you give us an experience with you? And I got to thinking, come on here. Amen. I got to thinking about Abraham. He is called a friend of God. Amen. Because he walked with God. I got to thinking about Enoch. Enoch walked with God and was not. For God took him. And he had this testimony that he pleased the Lord. I got to thinking about Moses. Come on here. Amen. That God put him in the crevice of the rock. Amen. And he passed by him. And he was able to see his afterglow. And the power of God. Come on. And when I read these scriptures out of Leviticus chapter 9, it come to me. Hey. We had a desire to serve God. Hey, somebody say amen. I got to walking back and forth across that concrete floor. Amen. Block wall on this side. Block wall on that side. Amen, Brother Mark. I got to praying for a visitation of God to my own personal experience with the Lord.
Amen. I could have prayed for, are y'all still with me? I could have prayed for a stove. We needed a stove. I could have prayed for clothes. We needed clothes. Amen. I could have prayed for a house. We needed a house. Amen. I could have prayed for shoes. We needed shoes. Amen. But there's something yearning inside of me that wanted a personal experience with God, a relationship with the Lord. God, you did it for them. Will you do it for me? Will you touch my heart? Will you touch my soul? And we have a generation on our hands today that does not understand that personal experience with God.
I want to tell you, we need to seek God, not just the move of God.
If you get close to God, you'll have a move. Amen. Come on here.
I had a young fellow some time ago. Woo! I'm feeling better. Young fellow some time ago said, Brother Savage, pray for me because I'm praying for the will of God in my life. Amen. I shocked him. I shocked him till his teeth rattled. I said, as long as you're praying, amen, to know the will of God, you'll probably never find the will of God. Amen. But I said, amen, if you seek God to draw close to the Lord, amen, let His power and His Spirit, amen, become alive in your heart, and you have that personal relationship and communion and dedication to God. Whenever you get totally surrendered and totally given to God, amen, the Lord will lay His hand on your life and let you know what He wants you to do. Amen. It is then that God calls missionaries. It is then that God calls the young people to preach. It is then that God lays His hand upon individuals' lives and calls them into the work of God. Amen. And you'll never have a visitation where your emotions are moved that will last until you've had that experience. Whew. Help me, Lord. Come quiet in here this morning. Sometimes we see folks come to the altar to pray, and they mistake emotion for conversion. Amen. Emotion is not conversion. They shed a few tears. That's emotion. Come on, come on, come on, come on here. They feel better. That's an emotion. They smile. That's an emotion. Amen. But that is not conversion. Conversion gets deep down inside of you and changes your desires. Changes, come on here, changes your motives, changes your person, changes your individual. Amen, amen, and oh God, help us to get beyond, amen, the feeling, amen. Great God, who was it? Amen, wasn't it the last president, not Bush, but what's his name? Yeah, don't want to remember it. I understand. Bill Clinton says, I feel your pain. Amen. And people go wild. Amen. He feels what I feel. Amen. That's only an emotion. You've got to have something deep down inside of you. You've got to have an experience with God. Somebody say amen. We are transformed or translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's the happening. That's the blessing. And that will produce an emotion. And joy will come. Amen. And glory will come. Amen. The shout will come. Because there's something real that's happened inside of you. And when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. That was the result of something else that happened.
Not the happening. One writer said, it was the sudden appearance of God and of the consuming fire from God that devoured the sacrifices that caused them to shout. Man, man, man. I'm of the opinion this morning, woo, that if God physically, visibly, bodily came into this sanctuary of this tabernacle, in this camp meeting, and fire came upon each one of us, as it did in Acts chapter 2. Amen. Come on, are y'all still here? I'm of the opinion there's going to be some outburst. There's going to be some outbreak. Amen. There's going to be some emotional. Amen. There'll be something that'll happen. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, that is not the blessing. Your emotions are not the blessing. His presence is the blessing. The fire is the blessing. The glory is the blessing. Somebody say amen. Hey, amen, there's an emotion that arouses something that says, amen, body, get involved. Body, do something. Woo! There's something down inside that has happened. Amen, that says, body, manifest. Amen, some reaction to what has happened. Great God. Amen, these people were responding to the awesome and mighty presence of God. Amen, that came down in fire that consumed the sacrifices. And they shouted. Hallelujah. If we can get our people in the place of communion and commitment to God, amen, where there will be a shout because of an experience that we had, they will be a lasting experience.
There were times, man, 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 what time is it here? A minute. There were times when people fearfully and tearfully ran away from Moses. It was an emotional time for them. They were afraid of him. They were afraid of Mount Sinai because there was lightnings and fire and clouds. And they were not allowed to go near the mountain. Because of the glory and the power of God that was on Mount Sinai. Amen. Come on, are y'all still with me? And they were afraid of Moses. And they were afraid of, amen, Mount Sinai. Amen. And they were the manifestations of physical emotions. But they were not the blessing. They didn't have the blessing. Moses had the blessing. Because it was Moses that was on the mountain. It was Moses that talked with God. It was Moses, amen, that got the tables of stone with the finger of God that wrote it. Amen. And when he came down from the mountain, amen, there was a glory that surrounded him. And his face shone because he had been in the presence of God.
People, you haven't been in the presence of God close enough until the throne room just comes down and hovers and broods over the people. Then there is a response. I'll say this right here. I'm going to put this in. We have on our hands in the American Pentecostal Church a generation that is interested in only having fun. They want to have fun? Come on here. Really? Really? You hear me? They want to have fun when they go on vacation. They want to have fun when they work on the job. And if they're not having fun, they'll soon quit you. Amen. They'll go somewhere else.
And if you get real tight on them and come on here. And as the boss, you say, I need more production. Hey, man, I need such and such done today. And I want it done before 4:30. Hey, man, they'll get crossways with a boss, come on here, and a scowl on their face. Hey, man, they'll get half mad. They may get it done that day, but tomorrow they'll look for another job because they're not having fun. Woo! I say the same mentality coming to the church world. We are interested in being entertained. Hey, man, come on, somebody say amen. Hey, man, come on, hey. Hey, man, somebody tell a pitiful story about a boy whose little dog gets run over and they cry the eyeballs out. Hey, man, but you can talk to them about Jesus hanging on the cross for the sins of the whole world, and they're not moved at all. Hey, man, the reason is because they're living on their emotions. Hey, man, tickle me, preacher. The last preacher pulled a rabbit out of the hat. Let's see if you can move me. But I want to tell you, we're living in a generation that we've got to have a visitation of Almighty God. We've got to have a personal experience with the Lord.
Book of Genesis. Jacob. Jacob, all night long, wrestled. At first, the Bible called it an angel. Personally, I believe it's the Lord. But that's Savage commentary. He wrestled all night long. Now, when I was young, I quit that. I quit it. Amen. I didn't want to get hurt. But when I was young, I used to love to wrestle. I love to wrestle. Help me here. My brother was a boxer and a fighter. He'd fight a circle saw and start it himself. Amen. He just loved to get in a fight. He's coming home from furlough in the Navy one time. And I'm just going to stick this in here. This won't cost you nothing. Amen. And the fella in the car in front of him just stayed too long at the green light until it turned red again. My brother Owen, amen, got out of his seat in his car. Amen, went up to this car in front of him that had stopped too long. Jerked the door open, reached in there and grabbed the guy by the nape of the neck. Pulled him out in the street. Amen, and beat him to a pulp. Had him down on the street, hitting him in the nose and the face and the mouth and the eyes until blood started running, amen, out of his nose. And it dawned on my brother, said, if you don't quit, amen. This is what my brother told me. He said, if I didn't quit, I was going to kill him. So he decided he'd let him up. Amen. He let that guy up and kind of helped him up, leaned him up against the car. Amen. The guy shook his head a few times. Amen. Got his eyes cleared out. Amen. Wiped the blood from under his nose and turned on my brother and beat him till he was almost dead. Hallelujah. Yeah. Don't ever think you're top dog or somebody else that can get you. But I used to love to wrestle. If I ever got you in a headlock, amen, you're mine. I could squeeze a feller, I don't care how big he was. If I could ever get him in a headlock, amen, he was all mine. Hit me here. Woo, glory to God. I quit that foolishness. I didn't want to get hurt in my old age. Praise the Lord. But I said that to say this. You can shoot a deer and not be anywhere close to it. Amen, with a shotgun or a rifle. Or use a bow and arrow, not be even nowhere near your game. Amen. You can even box like my brother and dance around. Amen. Come on here and hit your opponent and back away. But if you're going to wrestle, you're going to have to get close to him. Hey,
Amen. Come on here. You're going to have to get real close. And I want to tell you, that's where Jacob wrestled with the angel all night long. Amen. Come on. Y'all still with me? Amen. Woo! And the angel said, and I believe it's the Lord, said, let me go, the day breaketh. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. I know who you are. Woo! And I've got to have a blessing. I'm feeling better out here. Amen. Glory to God. And that angel or the Lord said, but it's day breaking. You've got to let me go. You see, God or the angel wasn't afraid of the daylight. Amen. God's or angels have been seen in daylight before. He was testing the resolve of Jacob. Jacob, amen, I want to tell you, help me, I'm reading between lines. Savage commentary. Amen. Jacob, you got oxen to feed. Jacob, you got cattle to take care of. Jacob, you got children that's waking up in the tent. Jacob, come on here. Amen. Your wives are already cooking breakfast. Amen. How about it, Jacob? Amen. Amen. Let me go. You've got obligations. You've got duties. You've got things you've got to do. Amen. But Jacob said, oxen or no oxen, cattle or no cattle, children or no children, wives or no wives, breakfast or no breakfast. Amen. I've got to have a blessing. And I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Hey, that's the way we got to get in these last days. We've got to have God.
That blessing, our experience with God, is what we got to have. My shoes come untied. Fool me, I'll take them off. Hey. Are y'all still with me? When Jacob and the Lord finally got through with their wrestling match, he halted. That's what the Bible said. And I want to tell you this morning, when you get close enough to God, your flesh is going to hurt. And if your flesh is not hurting, you're not close enough. You've not hung on tight enough. It is God. Hey, Jacob! Oh, Jacob! Man, it's getting late. Hey, Jacob! Hey, man! How come you're hobbling like you are? What happened to you? Well, hey, man, does it hurt, Jacob? Yeah, it hurts. Every time I put weight on it, it hurts. Ah, amen, but the blessing, amen, was worth the hurt. The blessing, great God. Somebody say amen. Hey, amen, there'll be times when your flesh will cry. And there'll be times when the carnal man, amen, will say, I'm hurting. But if you can stay in the presence of God long enough, amen, and get that relationship with Him until you have a desire, amen, for God, it'll be worth it. I'm getting ready to close. I'm going to finish it tomorrow, maybe. Our forefathers were holiness people. Come on here. Our forefathers that blazed the trail, a generation ahead of me. Come on, come on, come on. Generation ahead, boast to you. They had an experience with God, Brother Gallagher. What kept them on the straight and narrow way of holiness and sanctified living? It was not an emotion, because emotions will change when things and happenings change. They had a relationship with God. Come on here. Amen. I'm getting ready to quit. Amen. Then come get ready with a song. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place this morning. Amen. They really were not worried about what people thought about their lifestyle and how they lived, what they didn't do, where they didn't go, what they didn't say. They could have cared less, come on here, about public opinion. I've heard people talk about peer pressure. Peer pressure. Amen. Made them give in and surrender. The problem is, you've got the wrong peers. Change peers. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Change your company. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Come on, come on here. Somebody said, well, the pressure was on me, and I just give in. Change company. Evil communications. Corrupt good manners. Amen. Get a relationship with God and communication with Him, and His power will keep you in the hour of temptation. They could care less about what anybody said. The criticism, come on here, the ridicule, they became laughing stocks. They called them holy rollers, jolly jumpers, sanctified idiots. It never had any effect on them at all. You see, if just your emotions are moved and just your feelings are moved, when that criticism comes, you'll change. Amen. But if you've got an experience with God, somebody say hallelujah. They were not interested in what the populace thought. Amen. They were interested in keeping on the straight and narrow way. Amen. There's only one thing that mattered to them. If it means giving up my friends, I want to keep the powerhouse connection. If it means, sister, are y'all still with me? If it means, amen, staying away from the worldly places of entertainment, I want to keep the powerhouse connection. Amen, whatever it costs, whatever it takes, I've got to keep that connection with God Almighty. Everybody stand. I'll have to pick up on part two tomorrow. But if we just go to church, come on, to hear the good singing, and we got some of the best. Or the good musicians, and we've got some of the best. Come on here. If you just go in because your favorite preacher is preaching, we got some great men of God in our time. Amen. And all of that's good. Thank God for good singing. Thank God for good music. Thank God for great preachers. But I want to tell you, you've got to get deeper than that if you're going to stand in these days. If you have a desire for a closer walk with God than what you got,
Charles G. Finney, in his book on revivals of religion, he said, and I love it. I had an old book with that, amen, preaching of Charles G. Finney. Amen. He said, until we become willing to close up our shops, to let everything else go, to leave all the things that pertain to the natural man alone, until we have an experience with God, he said, until then we will never have a revival. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. We're not running aisles and shouting, but I feel a depth and a hunger for God in this place. That we've got to have that in order to get that relationship, that personal experience with God. You want to come pray? Come on. Come on.